Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your home for this Monday morning's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 21, and for the next several days, we will be reading the Apostle Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth, which was written during a difficult time in Paul's relationship with the Corinthian community. While some members of the church had made strong attacks against him, he expressed his deep longing for reconciliation. He begins this letter with a formal introduction that names him and Timothy as the ones sending the letter, and God's people in Corinth and Achaia as the ones receiving it. This greeting is followed by Paul's thanksgiving prayer to God for comfort in times of great suffering. And to begin the week off, God's saving word for us is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 1. From Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by God's will, and from our brother Timothy, to the church of God in Corinth, and to all God's people throughout Achaia. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the merciful Father, the God from whom all help comes. He helps us in all our troubles so that we are able to help others who have all kinds of troubles using the same help that we ourselves have received from God. Just as we have a share in Christ's many sufferings, so also through Christ we share in God's great help. If we suffer, it is for your help and salvation. If we are helped, then you too are helped and given the strength to endure with patience the same sufferings that we also endure. So our help in our hope in you is never shaken. We know that just as you share in our sufferings, you also share in the help we receive. We want to remind you, friends, of the trouble we had in the province of Asia. The burdens laid upon us were so great and so heavy that we gave up all hope of staying alive. We felt that the death sentence had been passed on us. But this happened so that we should rely not on ourselves, but only on God who raises the dead. From such terrible dangers of death, he saved us and will save us. And we have placed our hope in him that he will save us again, as you help us by means of your prayers for us. So it will be that the many prayers for us will be answered, and God will bless us, and many will raise their voices to him in thanksgiving for us. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, where he says, He helps us in all our troubles so that we are able to help others who have all kinds of troubles using the same help that we ourselves have received from God. And this ties right in with what Paul has been teaching about that our God is able to turn all things together for good to those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. And so if we remember that, and then we realize that God only allows us to go through certain testings and trials so that we have the real life expertise in being able to help turn around and help others who are going through the same testing and trials. That's what the church is all about. Amen? Let's pray. Loving God, whenever and wherever your people suffer, you suffer with them. Empower your followers to aid and bring comfort to those who are suffering. Open my eyes and heart this day to those in need, and may your love and justice reign throughout the world. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning as we will be in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 12 through 24, where the Apostle Paul tells the Corinthians of the change in his travel plans. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.